Dean Kamen became famous for inventing the Segway human transporter, the two-wheeled, gyroscopically balanced people mover that captured the nation's attention. But Kamen has been known for years for his medical inventions, including a portable insulin pump and a kidney dialysis machine for home use. Now he's back in the medical gadget business. The FDA has just approved the iBot, a motorized wheelchair that Kamen has spent 20 years developing. Terry spoke with Kamen in February after the Segway scooter hit the market. She asked him to describe what it looks like and how it works.
The best way to describe how it works or how it feels is like a pair of magic sneakers. It looks like a low platform about 6 inches high on which you stand, and there's a small shaft, a handle comes up, which ends up looking like the handles of a bicycle. And you have two wheels, but instead of like a bicycle where they're one in front and one in back, each one is just outside your left and right foot. So when you first look at it, you'd say, this thing must be unstable. It's missing either its front or rear axle. But in the platform that you're standing on, there are a set of 5 gyroscopes that are sensing any kind of motion, acceleration, tilt of the platform. And they feed 9 different computers, lots of information in real time. And those computers send signals out to the wheels in such a way that if the machine were even very slightly tipped forward, the wheels would run under it forward. If the machine were tilted backward, they would run backward.
When you were researching this Segway and figuring out what the computers and the gyroscopes needed to do, did you like walk a lot and try to analyze what your body was doing as you were walking?
Well, actually, it's even more than that. The Segway really comes from a medical product that I worked on for more than 10 years. I've literally spent my entire adult life working on medical products. And one that we started many, many, many years ago was a product that I thought would be a way to give the disabled population a capability that virtually no product addresses. Those people, whether they're in wheelchairs because they have no capability to move their legs, or if they're in a wheelchair or using a walker or any other device because of whether it's Parkinson's disease or MS, we find ways to move those people around. But what they've lost is the ability that we all take for granted to do something uniquely human called walking. What they lost was the specific way to move around by standing up and balancing and having a small footprint and being with their colleagues in conversation eye to eye. And so we said, you know, let's not improve the wheelchair. Let's figure out how to restore effectively human balance. And that set me on a 10-year expedition into understanding this very subtle and, frankly, from an engineering point of view, very difficult process of understanding balance and walking. We did it. We built a device called an iBot, which literally allows a disabled person to cruise down the hallway at eye level with their peers, balanced on two wheels the way their peers are balanced on their feet. It allows them to go step up and down curbs and literally walk up and down stairs. And we spent so much time trying to understand and finally succeeding in understanding how humans ambulate and balance and walk, that we realized we could take the same technology and apply it to the Segway and make this technology available to the rest of the population.
What was your first invention?
As a little kid, I was always frustrated that my mother, like everybody's mother, would tell me to make my bed in the morning. And when you're not much taller than the mattress, it takes a lot of trips running completely around the bed to get the cover up on one side and then up an even amount on the other side. And then at night, you tend to muss it all up. So it occurred to me that if I attached a pulley to each corner of the blanket and tied the other two corners at the foot of the bed to the rails, then in the morning, if the pulleys at the two top corners were properly organized, I could just take a rope, pull it, and the cover would immediately spring to its normal condition of a, quote, made bed. So it dramatically reduced the trauma of having to do that.
Your mother must have thought you were crazy.
I had very, very understanding parents.
So how long did you use this bed-making system?
Oh, my guess is until the novelty wore off. But I guess what was good about that experience to me was the idea that you could see a problem, think about a solution, some abstract idea, then with a couple of tools, you could reduce that abstract idea to some physical reality that solved the problem. It sort of gave me a sense through the rest of my life that you look at the world, you find things that ought to be done differently to get a better outcome, and then you use more sophisticated tools than I had back then, like physics and engineering, and you reduce those abstract ideas to real products that help real people have a better life.
What was the first invention you sold?
The first invention I sold were, I guess today you'd call them light organs, or it was, as I was in high school, the world of semiconductors was exploding, and instead of transistors being able only to produce small amounts of power, for instance, to move the speakers in your headset, they made huge advances to where they could control thousands of watts. I think, personally, that was the birth of the disco is the result of the world of semiconductors. But you could take the output of that little amplifier that was running your speakers, run it through some of these kinds of new transistors called triacs and SCRs, and you could literally have the whole room, all the powered lights in the room, respond like music. I recognized that kids would like to do that in bands in these early days, and I started building equipment that would let them build light shows. I then started using the same equipment to run much more sophisticated light shows and, in fact, built the equipment that ran the Museum of Natural History Hayden Planetarium light show pretty much when I was in high school and going into college, and then started building boxes like that to run other museum shows and industrial shows. And I would take the money that I got from building these control boxes and just buy equipment with it, more electronic equipment, oscilloscopes, et cetera, until I finally filled up my parents' basement with a whole electronic shop. And then at the time, my older brother was in medical school, and he would come home on the weekends, and he would start to complain about his problems. Like, he was studying, he's an MD, PhD, and he was studying pediatric, very serious pediatric problems like leukemia in babies. And he'd come home and he'd say, you know, they make all this great equipment to deliver drugs to patients in a hospital, but all these patients are, you know, adults. And suddenly he had these great ideas on how to use new kinds of drugs to treat these preemies or pediatric patients. But none of the equipment could scale down to deliver these small volumes, and it couldn't fit in isolettes. And I suddenly started thinking that I was, you know, wasting my time building what were then silly devices when I could think about how to help him or make devices that might help these babies live.
So why don't you just list some of the things, some of the medical inventions that you've come up with?
So in those early days, I started building very small pumps to deliver drugs to babies. My brother used them while he was in medical school. We got exposed to a great community of research hospitals, Harvard, Yale, and as a result of getting feedback from different fields of medicine, hematology, oncology, I started building a whole line of miniature wearable pumps, eventually ending up building a wearable pump for diabetics to deliver their insulin a number of years later. And that whole medical company we then sold. We then went on to build other kinds of medical equipment, still in some ways for delivering or measuring fluid. We started building home portable dialysis equipment so people wouldn't have to spend two or three nights a week in a hospital being dialyzed. And we built things like stents, these devices made famous by the fact that Vice President Cheney has one of ours in him. But a small device that goes into the artery that you can get there via a catheter instead of by open heart surgery. And we build the iBot. We've already spoken about that, but that was a device to help the disabled community regain essentially the same capability that people have if they can balance and walk.
Dean Kamen, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Dean Kamen spoke with Terry Gross in February. At that time, some pedestrian and senior citizen groups expressed worry that the Segway scooter could collide with walkers and cause injuries. The vehicles have been banned on the sidewalks of San Francisco and La Mirada, a suburb of Los Angeles. 36 states have passed legislation to allow them. Other states are leaving the decision up to individual cities and towns.